Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to The Early Edge. We have a great show for you lined up today, a full cast, taking a bit of a break from the March Madness, which is going to pick up hot and heavy starting tomorrow. We've got NHL, we've got NBA, we've got soccer, we've got me dropping a Houston Open pick very early. Don't forget about the early wedge tonight at 7 o'clock. But ladies and gentlemen, let's look at the recap screen before we get started with the stars of the show. Buckets hits again. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Prop Stars got a little unlucky. If you're watching Kristaps Porzingis, he probably should have hit that one. But 0-for-2 for him, an unusual day there. And then Larry hits his CBI pick. Seattle University covers easily. -7.5. He said play it up to 8. That hit as well, obviously. All right, 2-2. That's okay. We had some plus money in there. So it technically was a pretty even day, but what we're going to do is make it a little bit better. Who am I going to do that with? The stars of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We've got, like I said, a full cast. We got Buckets. We got Griffey Betts. We got Zach Simony. We got Mikey B. And Zach, I want to start with you because you do a lot of college basketball, and today you've come with some NBA. I'm wondering, like, during weeks like this, is it almost like when you don't have college basketball, is it almost like a letdown, or is every day kind of the same for you?
Every day is kind of the same, honestly, depending on the year. This year, more so college basketball than the NBA. NBA has been harder than anticipated with all these changes to the regular season. But it's getting down to that time. We're getting down towards the end of the regular season, and playoff basketball is usually my strength. So I'm dialing in on the NBA as well, and we're going to get a winner today.
Awesome. I love the confidence there. Buckets, I got to get a P.O. box check. How we doing? Any new toys behind you?
No new toys on the shelf yet. I did pick up 6 more packages from the USPS, UPS, whatever it is, yesterday. So I saw I had one from Cheesy. That one did not smell, so I don't think he sent actual live cheese, real cheese, whatever you want to call it.
Griffey, I saw you kind of shaking your head like, was this for real? Like, I almost want to put a bookshelf behind me or some sort of shelving unit so I can pull off the same thing Buckets pulled off. Griffey, what's your reaction?
Yeah, it's just what a genius idea to just get all this free stuff sent your way. And the fact you just said live cheese is crazy, like it's like an animal or something. It's just ridiculous.
Well, we did find out, because we did get that live animal package, someone sent me it was a little test tube full of ants, so... No note, no instructions, just live ants. So
what a gift.
Yeah, it's not on the shelf, but I have that now.
It's just unbelievable. All right, Buckets, we got to get to your pick. But Mikey B, before we get there, how are you doing today? I didn't want to leave you out of the party here. I trust you came with NBA props.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying all this P.O. box discussion. I'm doing great. Ready for some hoops tonight.
All right. By the way, Shot Props is in the chat. He says, excited for these NHL bets from Griffey. So is everybody else in the chat. If you haven't hit the like button already, please do it. Chris Kish, I see you. Paul, second best. Kylie Reynolds, Big Cheesy in there with the eyes. Bradley Jacobs, as usual. Larry Bremner, thanks for being in here. Thanks for being a part of the discussion. If you have questions, put them in there. We'll try to get to them. But we got a full show, which means we got to get to a pick, right? Buckets, you've been red hot in soccer. You got another soccer pick, another plus money play. What do you have for us today?
See, I've been all about the plus money plays lately, and I found a line here that between you and me, full disclosure, full transparency, is flat out wrong. I'm going to the 2024 Euro qualifiers that are happening this afternoon, and I'm looking at the matchup between Georgia, the country, not the state, hosting Greece. And I'm looking at two sides that are just scoring like absolute mad right now. These are two offensive giants in great offensive form. I'm looking at this Greece side, and I think they might score two or three goals alone. I'm looking at Georgia, who is welcoming back their all-star, Kvaratskhelia. These are two really, really good offensive teams and two weak defensive teams. So the fact that we can get both teams to score at plus 105 to me just isn't right. I was prepared to play this all the way up to minus 140. I was going to squeeze that juice, but I don't have to in a game that I think realistically could see four or five goals, Sia.
Four or five goals plus 105. It's exactly what we are looking for. If you want to make this bet or any bets, you can do it at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right. Well, listen, Shot Prop said it. We got to get to Griffey's picks. We got to get to my golf pick, which, again, it's Tuesday, but I got a tournament matchup I just want to throw out there early. We've got our early wedge show tonight. And, of course, we've got all the NBA picks and props from Mikey B and Zach Simony. But before we get there, one quick message from our partners.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
All right, we are back on The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. By the way, Bradley Jacobs, I see in here, we cashed our pick yesterday, he says. We got a lot of picks from Bradley, from Big Cheesy, from Chris Kish, and I'm obviously there's like 5 or 10 others that are consistently putting picks in this chat. A lot of times they hit, sometimes they miss. Either way, we want to see your picks. We want to hear what you have to say about our picks, but also about your picks. So stay active in the chat. Hit the like button. All right, so we have the early wedge tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm going to give out a pick right now that I'm also going to give out on the early wedge with Eric Cohen, Patrick McDonald, and, of course, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. It's a tournament three ball. I don't usually get invested in tournament three balls. Usually it's just going to be tournament matchup. For this, for me, which is, you know, just a head-to-head, one versus one. This one, though, because of the price, because of the plus 145, is very interesting to me because Steven Yeager is, well, I'll say this. He's a very good player that's been a little inconsistent over the last few tournaments. But when I put him up against Thorbjørn Olsen and Cameron Davis and how poorly Cameron Davis has been playing and how poor a course fit Thorbjørn Olsen is versus a Steven Yeager, this is where I really like this matchup. So the long and short of it is Steven Yeager, a very good player, very good all-around player. What that means, he's good with the ball striking. He's good with the short game. You're going to need that on this course. Olsen, he is actually really good on approach. He's decent with the short game. But off the tee, it's not that he struggles. He's just not a long hitter. And you'll find out tonight when you watch the early wedge, driving distance is going to be a factor here. It's something I'm really factoring in this tournament more than most. And Yeager hits it a lot longer than Thorbjørn Olsen. So Olsen, because of the off-the-tee slip-ups compared to Steven Yeager, I just don't think he is a match for him. And then Cameron Davis has been awful ball striking. If you were to look up his metrics, go on any of these sites where you can look up his metrics, you're going to need sunglasses. It's just glaring red everywhere, kind of like this shirt. And the long and short of it is his game is just off. Cameron Davis is a talent. Something's going on with his game. Steven Yeager, a good course fit, and he showcased that last year and the year before when he had good finishing positions. So at plus 145, I really like this tournament matchup. Again, it's going to go over four rounds. It's a tournament matchup, but hopefully at least one of these two guys that he's playing against miss the cut, if not both of them. We had that last week with one of my head-to-heads. You know, candidly, I went 1-1 in head-to-head matchups, or I should say hit one, lost one. One of them we had done. We had already cashed it after the first two rounds. So hopefully that's the case with this tournament three ball. And a quick reminder before we get to Griffey's bets, that the Early Wedge, again, tonight at 7 o'clock, we will be covering the Texas Children's Houston Open, our outrights, our first-round leaders, our matchups, our three balls, everything, you name it, finishing positions, T20, T30, T40, maybe some markets without Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler, a +260 favorite. He probably is going to win this tournament. It's hard to say, but there are markets where you can bet without Scottie Scheffler in the mix. We'll explain that. We'll talk about it on the Early Wedge tonight. It might be something you're going to want to consider. All right. That's enough golf for now here on a Tuesday. Griffey, we got to get to you. So you have two props. One of them you might know, I love. I'm in D.C. right now. I'm wearing Capitals red. And I don't know, arguably the best player of all time. Maybe in the last 20 years, 30 years, best player of all time. You have a prop on this guy. I don't know. Maybe you want to throw that back in my face. I'll let you have the floor on that. But you got a prop on Ovi, and you got another prop as well. You have the floor.
So we'll talk about Ovi here. Before I get to the play, it is a gold prop. And I saw, you know, one or two people in chat last week talking about they would only bet a goal if it's +300 or higher. And I love those odds always. I love finding those gems. But more importantly to me is finding a bet that makes a lot of sense. And I don't care so much about the price. And that's what Ovi is today. Alex Ovechkin gold +125. I've been on the Ovi train for a couple of games now. He's on fire. He's scored in five straight. He's got eight total. He's got three two-goal games in this stretch. This is a massive game tonight, hosting Detroit for that final wild card spot. Red Wings have been much looser on the road, allowing 4.3 goals per game last month and a half. The kicker here is on the power play. There's a massive power play edge for Caps tonight. Their home power play, one of the best over the last month, and Detroit's really struggled killing penalties. And if anyone watches the Capitals play when they get on the power play, that's just Ovi's just sitting up there on the wing, ready to rip the puck whenever it comes his way. And obviously, he does it better than just about anybody. So +125, he scored four times last six games against Detroit. It's just one of those things. I'm going to just keep going on this ride until it backfires on me. So hopefully not tonight. Second play. This is super chalky tonight. I have a feeling that if you're following other people with hockey, everyone is going to be on it tonight. But I wrote it down yesterday, that being Nathan MacKinnon, over 4.5 shots at -120. I mean, he's playing Montreal, who've been getting peppered by centers all year. Most allowed on the season, second most last 10. MacKinnon's just rolling. I mean, Colorado averages about 37 shots per game as a team at home over the last 45 days. MacKinnon's a massive reason for that number. He's got six plus in six straight, eight of his last nine. He's got 7-5-7 last three against Montreal. And yeah, it's super obvious, but I think I would rather lose this by following the numbers than miss out on a win because it's just that obvious. And I don't hate him up at six either, but 4.5, I was pretty surprised at this price. So I had to jump on that this morning.
All right. Absolutely love it. And I'm not going to lie, love the Ovi pick. I love how exciting hockey is already getting, at least for me. And I'm, you know, full disclosure, I'm not like the biggest hockey fan of all time. But now that we're getting to the playoff hunt and teams really trying to, like, you know, jockey to get into like the final spot or one of the final spots, it feels, at least in some games, some atmospheres feel like playoff hockey. And I think anybody who's not even, you don't even have to be a hockey fan. If you haven't watched playoff hockey, or maybe you're not a hockey fan and you have watched playoff hockey, you know how invested you can get into it right away. So we're going to have Griffin with so many bets as we approach hockey playoff season and throughout hockey playoff season. I really genuinely can't wait for that. All right. We got to get to some NBA. We got to get to some Mikey B and some Zach Simony. Before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
By the way, a lot of sharp golf accounts in here in the chat. I mean, Thigala top 20, Kylie Reynolds. I'm going to go on a show in 20 minutes, and I'm going to give that play out. I haven't done all my research. Obviously, early wedges tonight. That's when I'm going to have all my finalized picks in there. But Thigala top 20 at plus 100, a very good look. Japan supports the Jaeger prop. We've got some other matchups that people are asking about, like Davis versus Montgomery. I would tend to lean Montgomery there, but that's a no play for me. And then Alex Noren versus Jaeger, minus 120. I guess Jaeger's minus 120 there. I would actually probably not play that one because Alex Noren has been very good here. The Jaeger play is more of a fade. I like Jaeger a lot, but it's more of a fade on Cam Davis specifically and a little bit of a fade on Olsen rather than, hey, I love Steven Jaeger this week. So I do like Steven Jaeger, but I'd probably stay away from that Alex Noren play. The around the green play is going to come into play in this tournament, and we'll talk about that more later tonight. All right, enough golf talk. Mikey B, you've got two guys out on the West Coast. You got D'Lo. You got Jonathan Kuminga. You got props. You got the floor.
We've only got four NBA games tonight, so we don't exactly have a bevy of options, but I found two player props I like. So first, we're going to start with a rare under for me. Jonathan Kuminga, under 2.5 assists. There's some juice there at minus 147. The Warriors, they have a lot of excellent passers on their team. Steph Curry, Chris Paul, Draymond Green. Kuminga is looking to score. He's got a 24.4% usage rate. That's actually the second highest mark on the Warriors. Because of that, he has two or fewer assists in eight of his last 10 games. This could be a pretty low-scoring game in general. The Heat have played at the second slowest pace in the league. So I'll pay the juice, and I'll take Jonathan Kuminga under 2.5 assists. And then we're going to go D'Angelo Russell over 19.5 points at minus 128. The last time he played the Bucks, he scored 44 points. Now, in that game, LeBron James did not play. He is doubtful to play tonight in this rematch. He has an ankle injury. The Bucks have given up the seventh most points per game in the league to opposing point guards. So with added shot attempts coming D'Angelo Russell's way, we'll take him to go over 19.5 points.
All right, over 19.5, and Kuminga under 2.5 assists, and shot props, and Griffin Carroll and others talking about some hockey picks. If you're not in the chat, get in the chat and read some of this stuff, because Griffin Carroll, Griffy, you're ratifying a couple of suggestions. These aren't official picks by any means, but before we get to Zach, Kylie Reynolds says, hey, Griffin, you like the Stars team total over 3.5? And it sounds like you like that one.
Yeah, I mentioned in there that third line of Wyatt Johnston, Logan Stankoven. They combined for 9 points. They played, who were they playing? The Sharks a couple weeks ago. Wyatt Johnston had a hat trick, 5 points. Yeah, they should pour it on here tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say if I didn't kick it to you. So very, very smart answer there, Griffey. All right, Zach Simony, we turn to you and we go to the NBA. But this time, instead of a prop, we have a side, and it goes by way of the Milwaukee Bucks. Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm going to lay it with the Bucks -8.5 against the Lakers. This is something we saw this high spread yesterday because, as Mike Barnes just said, LeBron James was listed doubtful, so we – finally knew the status of LeBron James, probably not going to play tonight. They've shown some ability to play against teams without LeBron James, as Mike alluded to, beat the Bucks just a week and a half ago. So they've shown the ability to do that. But I think this is a more of a concerning spot for this LA Lakers team. This Bucks team's coming off a strong game against Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday, limited SGA to just 12 points. The team scored just 93 points overall. And I just think you look at the Lakers in the second half of the season, they haven't been able to get past three wins. They're on a three-game winning streak currently. The last time that they won four straight games, you have to go all the way back to early December when they beat the Pacers for the play-in title in the season. And this could be a complacency spot as well. You look at the Lakers in the standings, they're in ninth place, really have a good lead on the Golden State Warriors, three games ahead of them. And they're not really going to catch the Dallas Mavericks, who are in the seventh spot. So it could be a complacency spot. This is their last extended road trip of the season, a six-game road trip. Then they come back home, and then they finish off the season with a mini two-game road trip. So their last extended road trip of the season. I think the Bucks handle this spot here. I'll lay it -8.5.
Yeah, the complacency spot is a very interesting way to characterize that. And I absolutely agree. And for the record, we have on Sportsline some picks related to this game. I'm pretty sure I saw Prop Stars drop a prop relating to this Bucks game and a Bucks player specifically. So if you're not a Sportsline member, sportsline.com/join, type in winners, you get 60% off the annual plan. Hey, Buckets, I got a question for you. B Mills, he says, Buckets, do you also like over 2.5 at +170 on your game today?
I do, B Mills, and I do see it. I like both teams to score. I like over 2.5. I specifically like the Greece team total over 1.5 at +145. There's a lot of different ways you can play this, and they all make sense. I mean, if you look at Georgia right now, they've hit over 2.5 goals in 7 of their last 8 games, and Greece are coming off of that 5-0 beatdown of Kazakhstan. This one, I really think we'll see a lot of goals.
All right, I think we'll see a lot of goals. By the way, can I just say in the chat, you guys are talking about old school video games, and I'm of an age where I can appreciate some of this convo. I don't know. We don't have many of those on this show right now, but the dropping of Galaga just brought back a lot of fond memories. We're talking like Super Nintendo and Nintendo here and some of those. If you have an old school arcade game, you get to qualify for this question. You got to be in like, we're talking like late 80s, early 90s. If you have an old school, whether it's arcade game like the Golden Axe was a great arcade game, or like a Galaga on a Nintendo or an Atari or something like that. GoldenEye, Halo is in here. Drop it in there. We're bringing back memories here. All right, speaking of bringing back memories, let's take a look at the recap screen. Buckets, Georgia, Greece, both teams to score at +105. And don't forget B-Mills. He found something over 2.5 at +170 here. If you want to sprinkle on that, I've got a Houston Open round. Oh, this is not a round one play. Actually, this is a tournament matchup. So just to clarify, this is not a round one play. You'll find it at most books that have tournament matchups. You'll see this. Steven Yeager +145 over Olsen and Cameron Davis. Frankly, it could also be a round one play, but I doubt it. So this is a tournament play. Check that out. Again, plus money, +145. Griffin Carroll. Ovi goal +125. It'll be an exciting game, folks. And McKinnon over 4.5 shots on goal, ratified by some people in the chat, including Shot Props. Mikey B, Jonathan Kuminga under 2.5 assists, -147. And D'Lo over 19.5 points at -128. And Zach, complacency spot for the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's take the Bucks -8.5. And you're going to want to go to sportsline.com and join if you haven't already, because we got more picks relating to the Bucks. And by the way, for those of you asking about NIT plays, like Tuesday night plays for some of these more, I don't want to say obscure, but some of these lesser games than the March Madness, again, you go to sportsline.com/join. I trust that there's going to be some college basketball picks, more NBA picks, more NHL picks, MLB picks coming up, soccer picks, name the sport, whether it's in the analysis tab or in the picks tab. We've got so much information across the sportsline.com site. So again, I can't stress it enough. If you want more picks than you got on the Early Edge, it's very, very easy, and it's extremely inexpensive. Sportsline.com/join. 60% off if you type in winners, all caps, in the promo code. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here. We'll see you on Wednesday, except we'll see you earlier than that, right? Because we've got Inside the Lines coming out. Or is it Outside the Lines? I got confused with the ESPN promo. It's Inside the Lines at 5 o'clock every day. But don't forget the Early Wedge at 7 o'clock tonight with me, Patrick McDonald, and Eric Cohen. Thank you to everybody on the show. Zach Simony, Griffin Betts, of course, Buckets. We got Mikey B and, of course, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. A big thank you to the chat. Let's stay positive. Let's have a great day today. Let's cash some bets, too, and we'll see you here tomorrow at 10 o'clock. This is the Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.